AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The White House continues its push to get Americans to get vaccinated. More from our Tim McGuire on the latest spike in coronavirus cases.
Nationally, COVID-19 cases are averaging about 123,000 a day, a level not seen since February. White House coronavirus coordinator Jeff Zients says it's driving people to get their shots.
In the last week, 3.3 million Americans rolled up their sleeve to get their first shot.
Two states considered pandemic success stories are now suffering, Oregon and Hawaii, both reporting record cases and hospitalizations. In Oregon, nearly everyone will have to wear masks again in indoor public spaces, regardless of their vaccination status. I'm Tim McGuire.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says Americans can expect to see more children infected with the coronavirus as the highly transmissible Delta variant extends its hold. The Federal Department of Health and Human Services is now requiring workers who come in contact with clients to be vaccinated. The Pentagon is sending 3,000 more troops to Afghanistan, but State Department spokesman Ned Price says it's a short-term effort to help with embassy evacuations.
In order to facilitate this reduction, the Department of Defense will temporarily deploy additional personnel to Hamid Karzai International Airport.
Unemployment claims fell for a third straight week.
Some 375,000 Americans filed for jobless aid, down 13,000 from the previous week. It's the latest sign of fewer layoffs as employers struggle to fill a record number of job openings amid a consumer surge. About 12 million people in all are getting unemployment benefits, which is down nearly a million from last week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The numbers helped push Wall Street to higher ground today, the Dow up 14 points. Britney Spears will no longer view her father as her conservator. This is AP News. Millions of Americans continue sweating through a dangerous heat wave.
The National Weather Service warns that temperatures will feel as high as 115 degrees in some places, as a miserable heat wave continues baking much of the nation. It says daily record highs will likely be smashed in the Northeast and the Pacific Northwest. And that's not all. Those in the Northeast all the way to the Mississippi Valley may see strong to severe storms. And Tropical Depression Fred is expected to reach the Florida Straits by the weekend. I'm Rita Foley.
The Chicago White Sox and New York Yankees were in awe of the scene at the Field of Dreams game. They were picked to play among the cornfields, but the event was delayed by a year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now Commissioner Rob Manfred says the MLB will stage it again in 2022. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.